We look at companies like Uber and Airbnb, and we wonder how in the world they have become so popular. Everyone who is under 30 with an ounce of entrepreneurial spirit and a college education seems to be searching for the elusive unicorn which will propel them into the stratosphere where the rich and famous play. Now, there are certain things which are common to all companies which are unicorns. However, that doesn't really explain how they have become what they have become. Collaborative consumption is a concept that was coined in the late 1970s, and it was proposed as a model of sharing resources in a way that they would not be wasted. The idea was that through collaboration instead of selfish usage, the resources would be economized in such a way that they would last much longer than otherwise possible. This idea was brought back in 2007 by a British management consultant, and in 2011 it was declared by Time magazine to be one of the 10 ideas that would change the world. This idea of eliminating waste and boosting efficiency is one of the driving motivations of the sharing economy, which at the same time leads to several tangible benefits. Why don't we look at what forms the base of the sharing economy? The sharing economy really began in the early 2000s, just as a Great Recession was taking effect and wreaking havoc across the developed world. Consumption of resources was alarming based on the growing population and the dwindling quantities of resources, especially in Western countries. A quick confirmation of this fact is that Africa alone is home to about a third of the world's mineral wealth. So with this information, we can look at the sharing economy and what it is by looking primarily at the concept of trust, the internet and social media, and the concept of waste and wasted value. Trust is a fundamental concept of the sharing economy. This is because in a sharing economy with concepts like crowdfunding, where many people, anonymously or not, give money to finance a project or a business venture, through an intermediary to people who have an idea that they have shared. In return for their investment, they receive some form of compensation, generally in kind rather than in cash with the majority of today's crowdfunding platforms. Trust is fundamental to these relations because while there is always a risk involved in doing business, this model involves trusting people who one generally does not know personally based on a belief in a project's validity and potential to succeed. Many sites such as Kickstarter have surfaced to help these projects get off the ground with contributions, while at the same time protecting the investors. This is accomplished by holding the money in escrow until the funding goal is reached. Once this goal is reached, the money is then released to those who are carrying out the project. If this goal is not reached, then the funds are returned to the funder and the project is not financed. The internet and social media has been critical to the success of collaborative consumption, making the consumers providers and vice versa. The internet and the birth of social media has allowed entrepreneurs to act as the intermediary and facilitate buyers and sellers of certain products. A key example is Uber or Airbnb. In both of these examples, ordinary people offer a service using their personal resources and other people then buy said services. The intermediary takes a small percentage for making the connection, either as a percent per transaction or as a subscription fee for using the platform. Then, on many occasions, when one Airbnb host travels, he or she will use Airbnb and therefore become customers as well. This not only saves money, but it also assures a continuous stream of clients. Uber uses a similar practice, connecting those who own a car and would like to make money as a driver to those who would prefer not to pay a syndicated taxi driver due to cost or any other motive. The transaction is carried out entirely online, meaning that the driver simply picks up the client and leaves them at the desired address. The client pays online, and then Uber pays the driver for the ride. In this fashion, it's impossible for the driver not to be paid, or for the client to lose their money if the service is not properly provided. This using and reusing of clients and providers is a large part of the concept of wasted value. For example, many sites, such as peopleperhour.com, are designed so that one may exclusively buy or sell if desired, but to avoid wasting opportunity, which is the same as not taking advantage of opportunity or value. The money that is earned is held by the site until the seller decides to make a withdrawal. Until then, the seller can save the money there and can even spend said money on services that they need but cannot themselves provide. This is a different concept than seen in the other two companies because there, the service provided is very clear. With people per hour, you hire freelancers, therefore a graphic designer could either take his money or use some of it to hire a marketer to help him create a better way of reaching potential clients. This is similar to the other companies in that the potential value is not lost, meaning that if this potential value, or value not existing as of yet, is wasted, it is no different than wasting existing value. The concept of wasted value is what drives the sharing economy at its core. Large investments are no longer needed to create a hotel network, a marketing and strategy division, or a fleet of taxis. By using the internet to connect those who want to work with those who want to buy a good or a service, a middleman can work from a room in Alaska, take a small percentage, and create a cyclical business model which is essentially self-sustaining, provided two things. First, that it reaches critical mass with users and therefore has enough to be viable, and second, that the platform is meticulously maintained. These companies are neither unique or impossible to recreate. In fact, many products and services that are both labor and capital intensive to produce can be done in this way, provided that they are not overly intricate. Obviously, this would not be the proper approach to engineering a new suspension bridge. So, despite the natural limitations, crowdfunding and collaborative consumption can actually lead to lower rates of unemployment without torpedoing wages, as long as the supply is controlled in such a way that the demand is not vastly smaller. Thanks for listening to RPNCB, and tune in next time as we report on PTAs and their role in schools.